Looks like the prayers are next. I'd like to ask if anyone has any special prayer requests or praises that they'd like to bring to the Lord today. Yes.
I pray for my daughter-in-law, who's Catalonia.
Okay, what's her name? Lisa? Any other prayers? Yes.
I just heard about the first collapse of a building in Nigeria.
Oh.
They have like 100 children.
Oh, okay.
Some have come out and some have not. I might have the spot wrong, but it's just recently a building collapsed. It was a nursery school.
Oh, okay, okay. Let me write that down. Yes.
I'd like you to pray for our country's leaders.
Definitely, okay. Okay, well, let's pray. We'll begin with the collect of the day and then the special petitions I'll put in between before the collect of peace. Let's pray. Almighty God, you sent your Son to accomplish your will for us, for our salvation. In his life, he revealed your will done on earth as it is in heaven. And by his death, he revealed your kingdom open now to all believers. Send us your Holy Spirit to inspire us in prayer and action, that in words we might pray, thy will be done, and in action we might have the strength to do your will, for the good of our neighbor and for the sake of your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you do have compassion on us while we live in the curse of sin and the burden of death. And so we pray that you would have compassion on Lisa and help her as she struggles with pneumonia. We pray that the treatments would be successful and give her relief according to your gracious will. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Heavenly Father, you love all the people of the earth whom you have created. And we pray for your mercy to help us in times of need, like in this building collapse. Lord, we ask that you would be with all those who are working toward rescuing those who have been trapped. We pray that you would preserve those and give perseverance to the search efforts. We pray for comfort for the families as they worry about their children. And we pray that you would bring a good end, and if it be your will, even that you would teach people in a time of disaster to know your love. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of our nation. We thank you for the gift that our leaders are. And although there are times where we cannot agree with them because of our convictions from your word, we still ask that you would bless them with wisdom so that they would lead according to your will, that you would be with them in trials and temptations, that you would strengthen all those who do know you, and that you would bring more to faith and the knowledge of your will. We pray for our country that all its citizens would live in peace, and that you would take from us all prejudice and division and anger toward one another, and let us live in meekness and peace. Lord, in your mercy. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.